On the same day, the Passion of the Holy Martyrs Urban, Theodore, Medimnus, and those with them. During the reign of the impious Valens, the Arians wielded great power in Constantinople, and sought to extend their authority, since they had as their defender the emperor, who was blinded by the same heresy. As a result, they raised up a persecution against the Orthodox Christians. Evagrius, the bishop who was sent into exile, and the faithful were greatly afflicted. Some of them were beaten, others were confined in dungeons. The possessions of others were plundered, and the Orthodox were affronted in every way. But command had been given only that the church should be undermined, and not that the Orthodox people should be destroyed altogether. Therefore, although greatly tormented, not all the Orthodox were imprisoned. The faithful who remained at liberty gathered secretly and resolved to send ambassadors to the emperor, who was in Nicodemia at that time. 70 eminent clerics were chosen for this mission, men of firm faith, mighty in word and perfect in wisdom. Urban, Theodore, and Medimnus were their leaders. They traveled to Nicomedia and were brought before the emperor, whom they begged to show mercy on the Orthodox and defend them against the Arians. The emperor was greatly angered by them, although he did not display his wrath. Instead, he secretly ordered Modestus, the eparch, to arrest all the Orthodox ambassadors and put them to death. The eparch seized them, yet he was afraid to execute them publicly because he feared an uproar among the people. He therefore had them placed on a ship, and word was spread among the populace that he was sending them into exile. But secretly, he instructed the sailors to abandon the ship once they were at sea, and set it on fire along with the 70 men. Thus, when they arrived in the middle of the Astatian Gulf, the sailors ignited the vessel carrying the holy martyrs. The sailors themselves, however, boarded another boat which had been prepared for this purpose, and they returned to the eparch, informing him of the demise of their martyrs. The vessel sailed swiftly, burning like a candle being driven by the wind. It remained afloat, and reached the port of Decizes, where it was utterly consumed, sending up smoke from the burning bodies of the saints, as if it were incense offered to God. Thus the saints reposed in the year 370, having what is written fulfilled in them, "We went through fire and water, and thou didst bring us out into refreshment." Psalm 65. Consumed by fire while sailing on the seas, they found rest in the heavens, where they stand before the throne of the Master and offer supplication on our behalf. Through their prayers, O Lord, grant us eternal life. Amen. On this same day, we commemorate the holy martyr Abdias, or Abidas, the holy martyr Thithael, and Thibia, his sister. We also commemorate the holy martyr Raissa, the appearance of St. Peter at Athira, and the slaying of the right-believing prince Gleb.